So let's get started. So, Vayakel Pekude. A lot of psukim. A lot of psukim in Vayakel Pekude, not a lot of chidushim in Vayakel Pekude. And that together with my approach has been, I don't want to repeat something I've done in the past couple of years in Ramban for guys, you know, who are trying to bet, who might be familiar with what I said recently. Unless it's like very yisodistic, like we just can't not do it. Happens to be that this week I found something new, but you'll I don't know. You guys are very polite, so you probably won't say you weren't happy with it afterwards. But I'm not sure. Okay, we'll see how it goes. I think it's interesting. So says the Ramban. The first one is really from last week's parsha, but that's just kind of a hakdama to what we'll see now. Aches shab sosai tishmur, right? Talking about the binyan hamishkan, aches shab sosai tishmur. So the famous drasha that's quoted in Rashi right here in the Ramban. Av al pi sheti'u redufim bizrizus hamalacha, even though, I think it means the malacha here is not malacha Shabbos, it means like malacha hamishkan. Even though your people are very, you know, you're always running to be very, what's a good word for zrizus?
Alacrity.
You know, but what alacrity is? Is that an adjective?
I don't know if alacrity is a real word.
You know, alacrity is a real word. That one, acting with alacrity towards the Melechas HaMishkan, it's still not Docha Shabbos. Kol achin v'rakin mi'utin. Achin rak is memait. Lemait Shabbos mi'melechas HaMishkan. Right? Ach es Shabbos ha'tishmur. You're building the Mishkan. However, don't do it on Shabbos. Loshon Rashi. V'lo niskave netzli. I just don't get the technical pshat, says the Ramban. If you want to follow the style of Chazal for how we darshan achs and raks, it would say ach es shabbos osai tishmoru. The Torah is saying keep Shabbos, ach es shabbos osai tishmoru, but you don't. Meaning, however, sometimes you don't have to keep Shabbos. It would be coming actually to be docha Shabbos. The miut is coming to limit the thing that it's discussing. If this ach is actually referring to the Mishkan, then we would understand it to be saying, right, that you can do the binyan Mishkan on Shabbos. And really, that's correct, says the Ramban. The ach es Shabbos Saitishmur is being memai the chiyuv of Shmir Shabbos. It's going to say, Mila b'Shabbos is a Mila's Docha Shabbos, b'Yoch Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. This ach has nothing to do with Binyan HaMishkan. Vekach Amr b'Maseches Yoma in Yerushalmi, Minayin Shesafik Nefashos Docha Shabbos, Reba Amr b'Yochanan, ach es Shabbos Saitishmur, that's what it says. Umeleches haMishkan she'ino docha Shabbos. How do we know that you can't be docha Shabbos for the Mishkan? Mipnei shehizir bakan, because it says, meaning build the Mishkan ach es shabso sai tishmoru. Not from the word ach, from the fact that it says es shabso sai tishmoru. We see that you shouldn't be building the Mishkan on Shabbos. But there chapshadu kein yasu meleches olmoid aval shabso sai tishmoru liolam. That's what it's saying here. The pshat, do the malacha, prepare the Mishkan. However, don't do it on Shabbos. V'toras koanim yochali hebinam beis hamikdash docha Shabbos tamalomar es shabso sai tishmoru mikdashi tiron yashem v'tam shabso sai bevorki shabbosos. Hashana Rabin, fine. Okay, good. So the Ramban, this is like a technical point, but I think it's connected to the next Ramban, I really hope. Right? Because it's not from Ach, like Rashi said, it's just the Pshat. You're building the Mishkan, you're very excited about it, you're doing it with alacrity, with a lot of alacrity, but still you have to stop on Shabbos. So says the Ramban by us over here. Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel. Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshu Osechem B'yom HaShabbos. Right? So don't have any fire on Shabbos. This is an interesting Ramban. I feel like it's... I looking in the Torah Chaim, like the blue Osara of Kuk Chumash, quoted there from, I forgot who was quoting the footnote to ask this question, but I think in all the Rambans with like Mefarshim, you'll see that people are going to ask a question on this Ramban. You'll see the question as we're reading it. Right? Don't light a fire in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos. Says the Ramban is really into ochel nefesh. The Ramban is really into learning halachas from the psukim, even though, like, he's not making up drushas, but reading drushas like back into the psukim. So the Ramban talks about this meleches avoda. Did you guys learn any meleches avoda by Yom Tov, which is coming to exclude ochel nefesh? So when it says here on Shabbos, lo sevar reish is coming to say, oh, you might think that Shabbos is like Yom Tov, that ochel nefesh is mutter. No, fires on Shabbos. Giyamar kol ha'ose bo melacha yumas. It says you can't do any melacha. Upirish shelo yibaru gam eish lefos lechem ulevashel baser ki ha'eish tzorech kol machal. Right? So I might think that, okay, I can't do melacha. I can't plow and I can't harvest and I can't plant. Whatever, I can't do shnei batei nirin, whatever that may be. And then it's saying that, but to cook, to have a nice fresh meal, so that might be mutter, kamash malon, lo suvaru ish. V'hutzruch lomar kein, what's the hab minish v'mutter? V'eshelo amar ha'ose bo kol melacha. It doesn't say kol melacha, kasher amar ba'aseres hadibros, lo sa'asu kol melacha. V'amar melacha stam. So this is already a little bit funny. If you look at the footnote, it's like, well, but we know from the Aseres HaDibros that it says Kol Malacha on Shabbos. So l'chora, why would I have a Havamina that actually all of a sudden have changed? And I have to say, no, but don't do Malachas Ochol Nefesh. But it says by the Aseres HaDibros, right, Kol Malacha. Okay, so maybe we'll try to give an answer. But v'yevsher shenotzi min haklal Malachas Ochol Nefesh. Since it doesn't say Kol Malacha here, I might have thought that Ochol Nefesh is mutter. Ki chei ne'amar v'chag ha'matzos, lo sa'asa malacha, v'ein ochol nefesh b'chlalo. It says lo sa'asa malacha b'yom tov, by Pesach. And still, ochol nefesh is mutter. L'kach yizir avirish, sh'av ochol nefesh asr bo. U'chalashon hazem matzasi b'medrash. I saw something related to this in the Medrash. Rabbi Nasan Omer, lo sivaru eish b'chol mosh v'oseichem b'yom ha'shavos. Lama ne'amar, why is it specifying eish? Levishu Omer, v'yakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Shomer ani yehe rashe l'hadig lo asa eish. I may think you could light a candle. I may think you could do a form of cooking. I may think you can have a big bonfire to warm yourself up. It's the same kind of approach, says the Ramban. Even though the Torah says lo sa'asa malacha, so that expression does not exclude or does not come to include malachos that are hanas haguf. Rabbi Nasan in the Medrash, meaning Rabban has the following question. It's like what I said, but it's not exactly what I said. Because I said maybe that I would have had a havmina to let you cook and bake. Rabbi Nasan says I would have had a havmina to let you light candles and make bonfires. So why did Rabbi Nasan not say I might think you'd be allowed to cook and bake? Rabbi Nasan lomar shlochuch hakasav lesser afiu bishul v'char tzeichol nefesh shikvar amar lehem is asher ta'afu afu v'asher tevashilu bashelu, because it says earlier you have to prepare all your foods in advance of Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Nasan says I know you can't bake and cook. Aval adayim kol malachos she'adam ne'ane bahen ve'inan osen ela hana leguf kagon hadlakas haner umadura v'rechitzas gufo bechamin yumutaros kizemi onik Shabbos. But I may think that these things which are, okay, it's not exactly food because that was already excluded from, you have to do all that in Erev Shabbos, but to take a nice warm bath, to have a nice warm raging fire, you know, in a cold winter day, that might be mutter, kamash malon, kach ne'amar lo svaro ish lasarakol. It's coming to us for that. So now the question on the Ramban is even stronger. But so what was he saying before? It says earlier in the Torah, you got to prepare all your food on Erev Shabbos. Why is the Ramban saying, I would think you're allowed to cook on Shabbos? Kamash malon, lo svarish, but you know you can't cook on Shabbos. What's the Ramban's habamina? Udrabosenu od bo medrash b'talmud. You're familiar from the Gemara in like a million places, right? Lo svarish b'chol mosh v'osechem yom Shabbos, the machlokas in the Gemara. Meaning if it's coming to the lav yatzas or the chalak yatzas. And is it coming to say that Eish is somehow lower, it's only an Isra Lav and not a Chi of Skila? Or is it coming to say that just like your Chayev for Eish, for Havara individually, your Chayev for all the Malachas individually? So it says the Ramban, that's an additional level of interpretation. But the fact that the Torah doesn't say all Malachas are your Chayev Misa for, it doesn't say if you do Eish your Chayev Misa for, okay, but that's old bo medrash. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, says the Ramban, I might have thought you're allowed to cook and bake on Shabbos or maybe light a bonfire and to light a candle because that's hanas haguf. So, what's the pshat with this Ramban? Meaning, why would I have a havamina? It says in the Seres HaDibros Kol Malacha, it says earlier, you have to bake all your food on Erev Shabbos. What's the Ramban's havamina? This is just a small point. The Ramban doesn't say, but it could be the pshat of the Ramban is that related maybe to what we said before. According to the Torah says, right, Ach es shabso sai tishmoru. The Ramban says, we don't learn from Ach, but we see the idea that you can't do Malacha to Binyan HaMishkan on Shabbos. It's pretty interesting because you're allowed to do malacha of avodas hamishkan on Shabbos, right? You're allowed. You're bringing karbanos. You're being madlik the menorah. You're doing all sorts of things in the Mishkan that are involving Eish. Could be what the Ramban maybe was thinking in the back of his mind was that the Torah said earlier that you can't do malachas on Mishkan, you can't do malach on Shabbos to build the Mishkan. But we know that now we're in Vayakal Pekudei. We're done, the whole instructions of the Mishkan have been delivered. Now we're actually going to build the Mishkan. So now Mistama, we're telling Am Yisrael, now that the Mishkan's being built, so you're allowed to do Eish in the Mishkan on Shabbos. And then the Torah is coming to say, I might think, well, once you're doing malach on the Mishkan on Shabbos, because you have to be makriv karbanos, you have to be madlik the ner, etc., etc. So I might think that just like it's mutter in the Mishkan, it should be mutter to do eish b'chol moshev seichem, because also it's hanas haguf and it's a certain pleasure. Kamash b'lan the pasuk lo suvar eish b'chol moshev seichem yom haShabbos. No, in all your moshevos, meaning in the makom haMishkan achanami, then you can be and then suvar eish. Meaning I think what I'm trying to say it could be the Ramban's strange habamina, what seems to be a strange habamina. That once the Torah already said in the Sefer Dibros, you can't do any malacha. Torah says you got to bake all your foods before. So what's the Havmina's sling would have changed? It could be the Havmina's sling would have changed is that now we're in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is now being constructed. And now we know you're allowed to do malachas eish in the Mishkan on Shabbos. Kamash malan, but chomosh vaseichem is still going to be aser. But I want to then kind of use that to make the following discussion. So the Ramban says that I would have a Havmina. What's his lashon? So the Ramban said, I would have a Havamina that's considered Onik Shabbos to all these things, Kamash Malan. So what's the Kamash Malan? Okay, this is where I want to get a little bit, maybe a little bit fluffy. I don't know. What's the Kamash Malan? Meaning, why is it usher to do these things on Shabbos if they're Hanas Haguf? So it reminded me of a lot of Makoros. It reminded me about two other Makoros. And maybe we'll just talk a little bit about what we can learn from this Ramban about Shabbos. Says the Ramban, we actually did this Ramban in Yisro, in Chaf Ches, right? The very long Ramban, which we just talked about that Ramban the other week. But we're just taking a very small paragraph here. It's on the sheet, right? Zachar Yom HaShabbos Likadsho. Tam Likadsho, says the Ramban. What does it mean, remember Shabbos Likadsho? Shehei zichroneinu bo, we should always be remembering it. Lios kadosh beinenu, it should be holy. Kmo shamar v'karase l'shabas oneg. L'kadosh Hashem mechubad. Right, it should be a holy day and should be a pleasurable day. V'atam shetehea shvisa beinenu b'avur shu yom kadosh. We should be thinking that we want to rest in this day because it's a holy day. Liponos bo mi'iske hamachshavos v'hevle hazmanim. To be able to remove our thoughts from everything that's distracting us, everything that's stressing us out during the week. And to give us a certain pleasure to our souls and just being able to be totally immersed to go to a shir, to be able to learn. That's the reason why we don't why we're not supposed to even have our animals intentionally doing malach on Shabbos, because it should be totally out of our minds. So the Ramban says, what's the ideal? When the Pasuk says in Yishai v'karas l'Shabbos oneg, what's this oneg that the Ramban's saying? Ramban's explaining, right? Lipanos bo me'iske hamachshamos v'hevle hazman. And to be able to be totally, to put aside all sorts of stressful, distracting, energy-demanding thoughts that really, in the scheme of things, maybe aren't as important as they sometimes seem. To be able to just enjoy in the spiritual sense. Let's look quickly at this Hamakdavar and then maybe talk for a minute. And the Hamakdavar here is talking about, it's a Nusso, it's not for a while, but it's talking about the Nazir. I really like this Hamakdavar. Because the Nazir is very strange, because it's such a fundamental machlokas in the Gemara, in the Mefarshei Torah, if he's Kadosh or if he's Nikrachote. So you could say Elu ve'Elu or something like that, but the Hamakdavar has like a shiluv position, right? Hamakdavar, I feel like the Rav Reish Gash from last year, maybe you remember this Hamakdavar. Right? Masha chota ala nefesh. So the Nazir's got to bring a korban for the fact that he was chote. Achar shiksiv bimeis shaba bepetah pisom. When it says the guy was a Nazir, and all of a sudden he became tummy in the middle. Shein shum ashma ala nazir. He can't be blamed. It's not like we're saying ashachat ala nefesh. If it's like the guy wasn't careful and he went into a cemetery or who knows what, he was with somebody who was sick and he stayed too long, you could say ashachat ala nefesh. But this guy was, it says in Lashon HaTorah that the mace was befeta pitzom, that it happened very suddenly. So l'chora, he didn't do anything wrong, this Nazir. So what happens when he becomes tamei in the middle, he's got to bring karbanos and restart his counts. So we're saying this Nazir, who has to restart his count because he became tamei, asher chata ala nefesh. Mavur dachet, that's, says the Nativ, that's the remez to that sheet in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, that when the Torah says Shechata al Nefesh, even though the Pshat is that he became Tamei, we're actually saying he's Chata al Nefesh for being a Nazir in the first place. Achet hu shepirish aso minayayin, right? Who shetzir, the Gemara says shetzir aso minayayin. He made himself a stam, not enjoy this world. That's the real chet of this Nazir. Vim lo iro lo zuasiba lo hayanikra chote al Nefesh. But, says the Hamikdavar, if he wouldn't have become Tamei, then he wouldn't have been called the chote for the fact that he wasn't drinking wine. Well, what's the pshat? Shrei kedayu lahazir atzma min atanug hagashmi. Gedi lahasig tanug ruchani shel dvekus ba'ashem. If from this person's perspective, he's supposed to be a nazir, so he doesn't feel like he's actually making himself, he doesn't feel like he's lacking. Lafech, he feels like he's enjoying himself. He feels like this is a big gishmak, the fact that he's a nazir, because he's able to somehow through that become closer to Hashem. Aval acher she'ira lo ba'onez zuasiba, but for this particular nazir, that all of a sudden he became tummy in the middle. Osu she'enu roi lekach. It's a simon that Hashem says that's not your path. That's not appropriate for you. V'imkein bechinam tiar asam inayin. So this kind of person who's trying to do something which is not what's good for him. So he's stam, just not drinking wine. What's the point? Ubigish davar shegavo me'erko. He's trying to do something which is beyond him. V'chayotzi beze bi'arnu parshas korach basikim esmachtas achatam el menashosam fine ayin sham. That's a little bit closer. Okay. So says in it Siv. What's the pshat? And he doesn't exactly say it this way, but why is it a machlokas in the Gemara if he's nikra kadosh or nikra chote ashetir asu minayayin? So says the Nesif, it depends on who the guy is. If he's the kind of person, then that's appropriate for him. It's going to help him grow and it's going to make him feel good about himself. So that's great. He's not, he's nikra kadosh. He's not nikra atir asu minayayin because it's not a tsar. He's enjoying himself. He feels it's actually something which is good for him. But somebody who, that's not his path, that's not his way, and he's stam becoming a nazir, so then that's just stam being mitzar asu minayayin. And that's called being chote. Hashem put him in this world. His path was to be part of the world, to enjoy the world, to be mekadesh the world, and for him to then stam be poreish, that's called a chet. So getting back to this Ramban. So Shabbos is we live in a world where we're very, very connected. We're very connected to technology. We're very connected to the world around us. It's really crazy. I remember when I was a kid, I don't remember how old I was, but let's say this is about 25 years ago. I remember seeing on TV that there was some guy who, I'm stumped, was like a beeper. But like, he wasn't a doctor, he wasn't somebody who usually had a beeper. He was some like, I have no idea. He was some stam worker. He worked for, I don't know, an engineering company. And he had a thing that he would be able to be on call. And that if they decided, you know, we need this guy to come into work, so they would send him a page. So it's called a pager. Send him like a little beep. And you have to call back, and you have to come. And he says, this is ridiculous. I give me my kid's softball game. I get a beep. I have to call them. It's like I'm working like 18 hours a day. So he said that they have to pay me double. After 5 years, like, I quit, and I want you to give me my salary another time for the past 5 years. Because I haven't been on call. I haven't been able to have a normal life. And he won. I forget the details of this case, but the guy won. They said the judge said, it's ridiculous. This guy has to have a life. You know, when he's at work, he could be at work. But do you expect him to be able to answer your calls at any point and then come back into work? So that's not reasonable. And therefore, they made him pay. Again, it could be that my memory from 25 years ago when I was like a little kid isn't accurate, but it was mashu kaza, that they made him pay like for 5 years of work, something like that. Because that's not life. That's like working double. So that's become totally standard nowadays. That's become our lives. Even people who aren't working, we're still totally connected to whatever it is, to our friends, to the news, to sports, to whatever it is, to games, that we're totally connected. And the idea that, I don't want this to come across as harif, because I think the Ramban isn't saying that. The Ramban's not saying taking a good bath and having a warm fire and having a lit room is not Onik Shabbos. That is Onik Shabbos. That's also Onik Shabbos. But what the Ramban is saying is that the Mishkan comes and we say you're allowed to do Eish on Shabbos, but that's not a Moshav Seichem, because somehow the Mishkan is needed to bring the Ashras Hashchin into the world, and that's allowed. But to be able to cook a little bit more on Shabbos, to be able to have a warmer bath on Shabbos, that could be nice if it wouldn't be a malacha. But that's not enough to justify being matir eish b'chomosh v'seichem. The Torah says, no, that's not enough. In the Mishkan Achanami, but b'chomosh v'seichem not. Because the tanug hagufani, the physical tanug, it's good. And that's part of Shabbos. You're supposed to have great food, and you're supposed to rest, and you're supposed to do all things that you enjoy. But that's not the main purpose of Shabbos. And the main purpose of Shabbos is, as the Ramban is saying in Parshas Yisro, right? Not only is that supposed to be the focus, in a real way, that's a deeper tainug than having a nice bath and having a bright room and having a warm fire. Those things, as the Nitziv is telling us, those things are great. But if your entire Shabbos is only focused on that, meaning it's only focused on the physical, and then you're going to be a little bit frustrated on Shabbos. Because from a physical perspective, as nice as it is to have good desserts and some nice meats, but also you're still, you know, what about all the things that you can't be doing on Shabbos? And unfortunately, we have people who are so addicted to that technology that they have a hard time separating themselves, even on Shabbos. But if somebody is so connected and his whole definition of what Shabbos means is the physical tainuk, so he's not going to be able to enjoy Shabbos in the truest sense. He's not going to be able to escape iske hamachshavos v'heble hazmanim. But for somebody who's able to totally just be all in Shabbos, and somebody who views it as opportunity, to be able to rest and to enjoy himself with good meals, but also to view it as a time to learn. And if you had his goal of Shabbos is to be totally engaged in what the Ramban is telling us in Parshas Yisro. So for that person, in the scheme of things, this is a much greater tainug than, as Nitziv tells us, than having a nice bath. Having a nice bath is good, but that doesn't really leave him with purpose and meaning and the deeper sense of simcha. So may we be zoche, meaning I feel like for you guys, for the Shana Aleph guys, after a year of Shalavim, and the Shana Mech guys after almost 2 years of Shalavim, I feel like hopefully you're much more in touch with this than you were, let's say, in senior year. But it's always important to remind ourselves that the ultimate goal of Shabbos, but not only the goal of Shabbos, the ultimate simcha and true tainug of Shabbos is going to be if we're focusing on the oneg l'nafshenu. The other tanugim are good, but the Ramban says they're not good enough to justify being mechal Shabbos, because then you're going to lose out the purpose of Shabbos. They're good, and in a way that's mutter, they're part of Shabbos and they're important part of Shabbos, but they're not the ultimate goal of Shabbos. The ultimate goal of Shabbos is to be able through what we learn and what we sing and what we discuss and just how we behave on Shabbos to try to tune into something a little bit more holy, and then Mir Tashem will be able to achieve this true tanug ruchani. Adka.